President Biden is in Ukraine. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. For the first time since Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine almost a year ago, President Biden is in Kyiv. Needless to say, this is a hugely symbolic visit. The president met with Ukraine's leader, Volodymyr Zelensky.
And I'm here to show our unwavering support for the nation's independence, their sovereignty, and territorial integrity. And today, I hope we're going to have a chance to discuss how the United States and our allies, by keeping constant contact with and our partners, can most effectively support you and your cause, Mr. President.
The president announced $500 million in new aid for Ukraine and said additional sanctions to limit Russia's war machine are forthcoming later this week. This trip is coming just days after the U.S. said China is considering replenishing Russia's army with more weapons. We know the war in Ukraine has had economic ripple effects, especially in Europe. There have been widespread protests over high energy prices. In Moldova's capital, a pro-Russian opposition party, SOAR, organized thousands in a demonstration. The country's government says there's a Russian plot to destabilize the country. BBC correspondent Lucy Williamson was at the protest.
Protesters here all have the same story to tell. Energy prices are eating up half their pension or eating into the family food budget. The pro-Russian opposition is demanding the government pay people's energy bills, which have spiraled to more than 70% of household income. Russia cut gas supplies to Moldova last year, but protesters here don't blame Moscow for the price hikes. They blame their own government for alienating Russia with its pro-Western policies. Earlier this week, Moldova's president, Maia Sandu, said she'd seen intelligence suggesting that Russia was planning to send military-trained saboteurs into the country, disguised as civilians, to topple her pro-Western government. I asked one group of protesters whether they think Russia does want to infiltrate their country. Yes, let them come, they shout. We want them to come here. We want to be part of Russia. The war next door in Ukraine has increased the pressures on Moldova. Its population split between Romanian and Russian speakers, between those who support closer ties with the EU and those who want good relations with Moscow.
That was Lucy Williamson with our editorial partner, the BBC. Let's do the numbers. U.S. markets are closed for President's Day. The FTSE in London is flat. The CAC in Paris is down barely 0.1%. The DAX in Germany up 0.1%. And Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index rose 0.8%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Two major bills Congress passed last year have been a source of tension with our allies. The bills, the Inflation Reduction Act and the CHIPS Act, will boost manufacturing in the U.S. European countries say the measures are unfair. For example, Ford has announced that it will lay off 10% of its European workforce to pay for more manufacturing jobs in the United States. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore spoke with Charlotte Howard, executive editor of The Economist magazine.
So there's lots of money that's going to be flowing to a number of different manufacturing industries in the coming years. If you are a company that is receiving funding from the Inflation Reduction Act or the CHIPS Act, how much of a boon is that going to actually be in the near future?
It's a really big deal for certain sectors. So if you look at chip makers, for instance, the CHIPS Act, which was passed last year, has $52 billion. The Inflation Reduction Act has all kinds of money for different types of companies, both companies that are developing clean energy facilities, as well as companies that produce clean energy equipment, whether it's a solar panel or a wind turbine. You have money for manufacturers of electric cars. And importantly, in the Inflation Reduction Act, those subsidies aren't capped. So it really could be a huge amount of money that flows into some of these sectors.
American manufacturing is very high-end, it's very productive, but the scope of manufacturing has been in decline for a good while now. Do you think that this money is enough to reverse that overall trend?
Well, it's interesting because if you talk about manufacturing and its trajectory over the past few decades, there is a narrative, and rightly so, that it's been on the decline because it has been on a decline as a share of the total economy. But actually, manufacturing output has risen. So certainly for chip making, over the past 2 years, you've seen $200 billion invested across 16 states. And that's going to be really transformative in those places. You think about Intel in Ohio or Micron in upstate New York. But it's not really going to change necessarily the overall structure of America's economy. It may, that's what the Biden administration hopes to achieve, but it's certainly not clear that it's a done deal.
Well, it's also, this money is premised on making America's economy greener. How's that going to happen? And will it happen?
Well, if you think about how many times politicians have tried and failed to pass climate legislation, it's really notable that the Inflation Reduction Act went through. So in the past, basically, legislators tried to have sticks. So there'd be a cap and trade bill. People have debated a carbon tax. The Inflation Reduction Act includes no sticks. It's only carrots. So this law is kind of a complicated way to try to go about decarbonizing America, but it proved to be the only politically viable option that American politicians have yet come up with. And so I think on those terms, it's absolutely a victory for Democrats and a victory for those who were trying to advance some kind of climate legislation through Washington.
Charlotte Howard is executive editor and New York bureau chief at The Economist magazine. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And that was Sabri Benishor with that interview. And in New York, I'm Nova Safo with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.